going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're talking Guardians. We're talking Reds. It's happening tonight. Before we went to break, I threw this out, and I love looking at history in sports. And I thought, you know, this team has had more than a few players who have also played for the Cincinnati Reds, more than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up something in particular and got some opinions on best players to have played for both franchises. Going to get into that in a second. We were talking about managers before. Jeff is in Richfield. Jeff, welcome to our show.
Hey, man.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead.
It occurred to me that you were only discussing managers from your lifetime.
Yeah, we said that.
Your lifetime might be.
Then I would like to add in Lou Boudreau and see where you placed him. He not only won a World Series, but he had to deal with all the integration issues.
It's a really valid point, Jeff.
I wrote him down. He was like number one, number two.
Except he's not in Andy's lifetime.
He's not in my lifetime. No. So I was like, and I also looked at this. I was like, okay, if my dad was doing the same thing, and I think Lou would probably be number one or number two on his too.
Interesting thing about him, Jeff, what was he, 24 years old when he was the player manager here?
Yeah, they called him the kid manager.
Yeah. And can you imagine right now a 24-year-old as a player manager in Major League Baseball? With everything that goes on in Major League Baseball today, I can't even imagine that, Jeff.
Yeah, and he wins that when the Yankees are good again.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, thank you. Appreciate the phone call.
Thanks.
All right, have a great day.
Yeah, see, Boudreau is a terrific manager and then managed other teams as well, but not in my lifetime.
No, not in mine either. That's why I said mine started with Alvin Dark, so it was like, okay.
Which is good.
It's good to sound young. Good to sound young.
Did you sound young on that?
Yeah, I felt made me feel
very
young.
Good.
Yeah,
I kind of like that. So I started thinking about guys that played for both of these franchises, and one name immediately came to mind for me as probably the best player. But you had in looking at them in the entirety of their career, not necessarily what they did as members of our team or their team, and their team being the Cincinnati Reds, obviously. And I happened to look some, did a quick little, oh, nice. Yeah, nice. I like that. And quickly looked something up, and the fact-based stuff that I found backed up my thought on it. We'll get to that.
Can I ask you, even before you get to facts?
Yeah.
I say to you.
Don't throw it out.
Well, if you don't want to answer this now, you don't have to. Who is the first name you think of played for Indians, Reds, Guardians? Who's the first name you think of?
Buddy Bell.
That was in my... Frank Robinson was the other one. That was the other one. The names that were... I'm just telling you, the first name that came to your head. That's all I'm asking. Now, tell me who were the greatest players to play for both sides. It's a question that you ask that you're sitting at the bar and somebody says to you, hey, who's the best player? Dan. Best player, both teams.
Dan.
best player or first player?
First player, you think of.
A lot
have to
of
be
folks
best.
Might not even remember that Frank Robinson played for the Cincinnati Reds, which is silly because, well, you have to be a baseball historian to know that. You got to pay attention to baseball and know that baseball, you know, existed before 1980.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
First name that popped in my head was Jay Bruce. Second name.
Jay Bruce, good one.
Yeah, second name that popped into my head was, when you said best, is, of course, Frank Robinson.
Okay.
Well, Baseball Reference, which if you're a sports geek like we are, look at Baseball Reference, Football Reference, Basketball. It's just, you could sit there for hours and, you know, call up anybody's stats. I just typed into the old Google, Andy.
Yep.
And this actually popped up. I typed this exact same thing in, and Baseball Reference had it.
Okay.
Players who played for the Cincinnati Reds and the Cleveland Guardians. And then they ranked them based on, Dan, you ready?
Come on, baby.
War.
Yeah.
Wins above replacement.
Let's get cooking.
Wait,
wins
guys,
above replacement.
Oh, not guys who served our country and played for both teams?
No. Wins above replacement. You ready?
Go for it.
We'll start at number 5.
Okay.
Shin-Soo Choo.
That's right. He was good with the Reds.
He was good here.
He was good with here, and he was good
he
with
was
the Reds.
Really good here.
He was okay here.
What?
He was just okay.
He played here for 7 seasons.
Good.
He was a real good hitter. He did a real nice job.
Okay.
What you're complaining about?
I'm not complaining. I just didn't. Never mind. Just keep going.
He did a great job here.
I once got an argument with a news director about his abilities, and I was like, okay, he's good. He's going to be a good player. That was it. It's all good. I'll give you good.
And he was good.
The news director was like, this is the greatest player the team has ever had. I'm like, stop.
Well, it's a news director.
Stop.
The key word there was news. That's all you need to know.
That's true.
Let's not go that far.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Isn't that true?
So maybe that's why I get a little punchy when you say his name.
All right,
he was very good for them.
He was good.
Andy, I want you to laugh.
Very good player.
Dan, I want you to laugh. The guy ranked 4th by Baseball Reference of guys who played for both the Indians and the Reds died in 1954. Jim Bagby was a pitcher born in 1889. So that one didn't really hit our hot spot there. Number 3 was Buddy Bell.
There you go.
And Buddy, of course, born in Cincinnati, went to Cincinnati Moeller High School, and his family, you know, legendary in baseball, of course. So Buddy Bell was the man there, and
started with Gus, didn't it?
With three levels of the Bell family, and of course David Bell, later played for both teams.
Yes,
as well.
He did.
Yeah. Number 2 was interesting because I wouldn't have thought this guy would have been ranked this highly, but he was a really great young outfielder for the Cincinnati Reds. And by the time he got here, he was kind of washed up. Veda Pinson.
Wow, I wouldn't have thought of him at all. But then again, I was only 4 when he was playing here. So,
and he went to McClyman's High School in Oakland, California.
Okay.
All right. Story coming up on that. The number 1 player who played for both teams, according to Baseball Reference, as going by wins above replacement, was Veda Pinson's high school teammate at McClyman's High School in Oakland, California, Frank Robinson.
Wow, they played high school ball together too?
They were with each other in Cincinnati for like 5 or 6 years. They were terrific together in Cincinnati. Veda played center field. I think Frank was in right, but I'm not sure.
Do I need to ask the other question about Frank?
Hold on.
Okay.
There was a third outfielder on that high school team.
Who was it?
Kurt Flood.
Really?
Yes.
Frank, the father of free agency?
Frank was a senior, and Flood and Veda Pinson were freshmen. Can you imagine that? Your outfield, Veda Pinson, 4-time All-Star.
Yeah.
Kurt Flood, who was a hell of a player, and Hall of Famer, Frank Robinson.
Wow.
You want me to make it worse for you?
Frank was born? I'm waiting for that to come
this,
up.
Frank's born in Beaumont, Texas.
Oh, my goodness. Who would have thought that?
Yeah. But Frank was also part of a state championship basketball team at McClyman's High School. And as a junior, he played alongside a senior who kind of led the way named Bill Russell.
Wow. What
Can
a
you
school.
Imagine? Yeah.
It was McClymonds High School?
Yeah.
Are they still around?
MC, capital CLYMONDS. It's a legendary story because of that. You know, Flood's a three-time All-Star. Veda Pinson's a four-time All-Star. Frank's a Hall of Famer. Oh, yeah, and Bill Russell went there, too. And he and Frank were buddies and teammates.
Wow.
Isn't that funny?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm just trying to, are they still around? Is that high school still around?
I don't have any idea. Looking. Was not part of my thought process for the day.
Well, no, because I was trying to figure out where, how far away that would have been from CC. Because CC went to Viejo, which wasn't too far from there either.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Some of the other guys, though, who played for both teams that clearly in more modern era, Brandon Phillips was a head case here because it just didn't work out. And I liked Brandon, but Brandon had some real attitude. And then he went to the Reds and figured it out and was a heck of a baseball player. Brandon was really good. One time he had been here for most of a year, and then they sent him down to Buffalo. And I went down to do stories with the AAA guys, and I walked into the Buffalo locker room. And I knew Brandon just a little bit, you know, having been in the locker room and talked to him and all. And I walked in, and he's like, he looked at me and goes, "What are you doing here?" And I said, "What do you think we're doing here?" You know, he was a nice enough guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I said, "What do you think we're doing here? We're doing stories on the guys, you know, who are here in AAA." I said, "We'd love to talk to you." And he said, "Cleveland doesn't want to talk to me, and I don't want to talk to Cleveland."
So he didn't do an interview with you?
No.
You drove all the way to Buffalo and he didn't talk
to
you?
Well, we didn't do it just for him.
Oh.
But, you know, he was the one guy who had been in Cleveland before. But he thought, you know, the Indians don't want to talk to me, so I don't want to talk to Cleveland.
Wow. Other names I was thinking of, can we go through that a little bit?
Too, Jay Bruce, who Dan mentioned, also from Beaumont, Texas.
Yeah, I would have. Aaron Boone was a guy I was thinking of.
Hey, Booney, yeah.
He spent, although he didn't, he spent way more time in Cincinnati than he did here. He was there for 6 years.
Our social media mentions powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to show at CLE Talking Heads. Bring up a good one. Trevor Bauer.
Trevor Bauer is a very good one, who, by the way, just tweeted out like crazy. Wait a minute, you let Pete Rose back in? Okay.
Oh.
So past things forgiven, even though I wasn't convicted of anything or blah, 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 blah. He wants back in Major League Baseball. He's pitching in Japan right now.
Thank you for sending that over, Kurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't even talk about pitchers, right? Dave Burba.
Sean Casey.
Sean Casey's another one.
John Smiley.
Oh, Smiley. Eddie Taubensy.
Real quickly. The wins above replacement is, obviously one of the key analytical stats going on. It drops so significantly. Robinson's WAR was 63.8, Veda Pinson 47.6. Brandon Phillips was third of all the guys who had, with the Reds, who had also played for the Guardians. And when you spin it around the other way, Buddy Bell was the tops, followed by Shin-Soo Choo, Asdrubal Cabrera, Frank Duffy. So here we go. We're going to celebrate the rivalry tonight.
Oh, we all, it's everyone's party. Everyone talks about it all the time.
Should we send Maddie and Rick all of this information so they can bring up all these great old names?
I'm sure.
They can put it into the telecast tonight.
I'm sure somebody's.
Maddie does history. He does a lot of that stuff. Maybe yeah. Maddie will have all that tonight.
He's got the best stat guy in the world.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
That's no, but he's not going to be in Cincinnati.
Oh, I don't know. He might have drove down there.
I'll bet he doesn't. Our friend Tom Bochenek.
Yes.
Our friend Jamel White, former Browns running back, coming up next. I'll bet Jamel's just beaming. Why? Because they drafted two running backs. I can't wait to get his thoughts about Dylan Sampson and Quinshon Judkins. Next, coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.